Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nuggets, and today, Friday, we are closing out 1 Peter. We have come to the end of 1 Peter, and it has been a wonderful journey. We started this journey on 1 Peter back in November of last year, and we have learnt many wonderful, wonderful things, wonderful nuggets that have come from 1 Peter. I was just looking just now. There was a minister at Westminster Central Hall called Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. And I remember my mum telling me she used to go and listen to Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones at Westminster Central Hall. And he spent 13 years expounding Romans. He started at the beginning of Romans and spent 13 years going through Romans verse by verse, and each one of his sermons was 50 minutes. Amazing, amazing expounding of Scripture, if you will. Let's look at what verse 10 says. It says, "In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. So after you have suffered a little, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen." Right after that, you get to verse 12, and it's the salutations. So I'm going to look at verse 10 in detail here. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. What that means, beloved, to you and I, is it was God's kindness and his thoughtfulness and his love and his caring for you and I that we are able to share in that glory. Over the last few weeks, I've been looking at end times. I've been looking at what heaven is going to be like. I've been considering what hell is going to be like. And I have watched some DVDs and I've watched some YouTube films and documentaries. And the more and more I see of people's description of what heaven will be like, because many people have been there, I can't wait to go. I cannot wait to go. And in every single case of someone saying that they've been to glory and they've seen heaven for themselves and they've been given a tour, if you like, they've all said they wanted to stay there, but the Lord was saying to them, no, you've got other work to do on earth. And quite often, someone has been to heaven and they've also been to hell. I interviewed a man a week or so ago, who wrote a book called 23 Minutes in Hell. The Lord took him there for just 23 minutes, and it felt like an eternity. Beloved, we are going to share in this glory, this wonderful, wonderful glory, and we're going to share it because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of what he has done at Calvary on the cross for you and I. Peter goes on to say, after you have suffered a little, let's face it, I don't believe there is one single solitary person listening to this radio station right now who can say that they don't suffer and haven't suffered. All of us suffer. But we know what the New Jerusalem is going to be like. We know what it is going to be like. We can get a picture from reading Scripture. Beloved, we know what it's going to be like. There'll be no more tears. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more suffering. The Lord says, Jesus says, In my house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Beloved, do you believe that? Do you believe that? Have you any idea what that actually means to you and to me? Jesus is saying, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going there for a reason. I am going there to build mansions, to build houses, to build beautiful places just for you. That is why I'm going. To prepare a place for me. In my mind's eye, I have got a picture of where I would love to spend eternity. My picture of heaven is truly ensconced in my brain. And I was saying some years ago, I wish I could find a painter who could actually paint what is in my head. I would love to be able to see it on canvas, to look at it. But you see, every time I need to look at it, I just shut my eyes and there it is. I can see it as plain as day. Beloved, that is my perfect place, and I know my Heavenly Father, I know my Lord is preparing that place for me right now in glory. And this is your reward, in essence, for being faithful. In the scripture it says this in Revelation, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Not so long ago, we looked at those crowns that we could cast at the feet of Jesus. But the scripture says, be thou faithful unto death. I love that version. And I will give thee a crown of life. Beloved, your crown of life is the picture of your glory, the glory that God Almighty and His Son Jesus is preparing for you right now. And that's why Peter says you're going to suffer a little. Before you get there, there's going to be some suffering. But listen, that suffering is for a reason. So after you have suffered a little while, He will restore, watch this, He will restore, support, and strengthen you. And He will place you on a firm foundation. Listen, that is what is happening. He will support. He will restore. And He will strengthen you, whatever situation you find yourself in. Whatever suffering you find yourself in, Peter is promising you that God Almighty will support, restore, and strengthen you. And then He will place you on a firm foundation, a foundation that therefore you cannot sink, therefore you cannot fail. And it ends by just saying these words. All power to Him forever and ever, and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Father God, thank You for this study in 1 Peter. Thank You, Lord. All of those wonderful things, those nuggets that we have learned, and we have learned to store in our hearts, Lord. And we give You the glory, and we give You the honor, and the power that is due Your holy name. Father, strengthen us, support us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. We give You the glory to Your holy name. Thank You for what You have done in our lives, Lord, and yet that You continue to do. All glory and power be to Your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.